All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, let's start with the effort that you got from your starting pitcher, Dylan Watts. That's five straight games now, counting the midweek, where your starter goes out and puts you in a good position when he comes out of the game.
Well, it's been a competitive start, so there's a little bit of growth. I could see the doubleheader at Mississippi State, absolutely. Also on Tuesday, and Dylan, I think that's probably the longest he's pitched. I saw he's nine strikeouts and no walks. Seeing growth against a good lineup, and it seemed like this was going to be more of a scoring fest tonight. I know Sunday that wind was blowing in of that doubleheader, and today it was kind of blowing out. They absolutely hit a couple of balls that wouldn't you know, absolutely torched that got out of the park, and I thought there would be more runs on both sides, but Dylan absolutely steadied himself, got us to really the back third, almost got us to the seventh inning there, and I can just see growth with what he's doing.
Offensively, Coach, tonight, what did you see there against Jump in particular?
Yeah, a fastball. I don't think it was overly complicated. I thought midway through the second, third time through the lineup, he threw a couple more breaking balls, but the inability to get on a fastball. And I knew when Gabe handed me the lineup today that we had five guys, I guess, that had 10 or less RBI with three guys out. But don't walk down the road of excuses. This is an opportunity for young players to continue to grow like we've been doing recently. So it looks like the last week or so, as we started growing a little bit on the mound, that, you know, we've just banged up enough and not able to put a lineup together to be offensive enough here in SEC play. But we really got it to the point where, you know, we talked about earlier in the week, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, that every game now is like postseason games. So Armstrong, kind of, we feel like that's one of our best relievers. And Carlson, we did everything we could to keep it there. Milam, I guess, the catcher, the nine hole, was able to get something with two strikes and two outs even. That was kind of gave him enough breathing room to be able to not throw off, but be able to throw somebody a little more down the line than a closer. So that was disappointing in the ball game, but just being able to put at bats together. I don't think the plan was overly complicated from LSU. I think Jump had a great fastball. I think he stayed with it. He got above and below us. I didn't see how many times that we punched out. We had 10 strikeouts, and they didn't walk us tonight. So they didn't help us, so it was hard to generate offense tonight. We played good defense. Strickland did a great job because he probably handled the ball more than anybody tonight. Guevara had a few plays, but so did they. I don't think there was an error made in the baseball game, so that kind of nullified that.
All right. Message to the team, or what do you want them to take away from this as they go back to the hotel, now get ready to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, offensively, a plan for a starter. You know, he was able to get to a full start. That's happened recently too often to where it feels like we're pitching a little bit better, but whoever's on the other side is getting to their full pitch count. Is there a plan to, like, even if we're not having success or getting hits in bunches, or if they're not walking us, can we absolutely create that century mark of a full outing sooner? And can we do something to be more selective and just take something out of them where there's a little more work than three and a third or something left in a ball game to start chasing after a bullpen? Because that's been one of the challenges for LSU this entire year. And if we can't short a starter, it's going to be hard to get into what one of their weaknesses are. You know, they put in two or three guys for defensive replacements, and anybody can catch the fly ball. Can we have at bats to, you know, absolutely make it harder to play defense? And can we come up with a strategy and execute a plan? I think we talk about it a lot with the starter, but can we absolutely curb his ability to get to a full start to try to get to something that we think might be a challenge or a weakness on the other side that we can exploit?
We'll see you back out here tomorrow, Coach. Thank you as always. War Eagle.
War Eagle.